I'm going to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, October 15th. The roll call, we have two absents, Scott Quellhorst and Caleb Benning. Is there anyone here for a public discussion of any item? Seeing no one, we'll go on to our recommendation on the proposed renewal and expansion of the self-supported municipal improvement district for downtown Iowa City.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel Kilberg-Barley. I'm the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Iowa City. And today I'm going to talk to you about the petition for renewal and expansion that the Iowa City Downtown Self-Supported Municipal Improvement District submitted. So in your agenda packet was kind of a staff memo outlining what the process is and what Planning and Zoning Commission's role is in that process. And then I also attached a draft evaluative report, which is what the state code asks that the Planning and Zoning Commission provide if they're so inclined. So I'll just give a kind of quick overview first on what a SMID is. That's a self-supported municipal improvement district, and it's essentially a self-imposed taxing district. So property owners within that district, if they so choose, sign a petition, and if there's enough of them, they agree to impose an additional tax beyond their standard property tax upon themselves. And then that tax revenue provides additional funding to be used within the district, and that's for additional or expanded or enhanced types of services, projects, and programs that's above and beyond what the municipality provides. So SMIDs are authorized by Iowa Code Chapter 386. We attach that code in your agenda packet as well. And a quick overview of the process. Again, those property owners petition, so they sign petition forms to either form or renew a district. And that petition must be signed by at least 25% of property owners representing 25% of the total assessed value. If that is all valid, then the City Council would establish the district by ordinance, so three readings at the City Council level, and then that SMID levy is collected and to help fund those district improvements and projects. Iowa City currently has two self-supported municipal improvement districts within Iowa City limits. Some of you may have been on the commission when the South of 6 SMID came before you a few years ago. Iowa City Downtown District SMID has been in existence for nearly 15 years. It was first established in 2011. And then in 2015, it was the boundaries were expanded and the district was renewed for 10 years, which is the current authorization that we're under. And that expires this coming June, so June 30th of 2026. Under the current SMID authorization, the first 5 years levied a $2 per $1,000 of taxable value SMID tax on the properties within the district. And then for the last 5 years, that increased to $2.50 per thousand of taxable value. The downtown Iowa City Downtown SMID is managed by the Iowa City Downtown District, so that's the 501c6 organization that you're probably most familiar with and who really executes that SMID financing mechanism, really. So what is your role in this process? As I mentioned, the kind of process for either creating or renewing a SMID is laid out in Iowa Code Chapter 386. And the first step is for those property owners to decide they want a SMID. They sign and submit that petition to the city declaring that. And we receive that petition for the renewal from the downtown district on September 15th of 2025. Next up is for us staff to verify that that petition contains those required signatures, that 25% threshold of property owners and assessed value. We performed that review and we verified that they met those thresholds. And so then it went to we notified City Council at their October 7th meeting. And at that through that agenda packet is how they then forwarded the petition to Planning and Zoning. So how state code outlines it is that Planning and Zoning needs to review the petition on the merit and feasibility of the project and prepare an evaluative report on the proposed district. So that's what this agenda item is accomplishing tonight. So if you choose to approve and forward this evaluative report, then the next steps would be for the City Council to post a public hearing that to set a public hearing. They would post the public notice for that per the standard process, and they would also need to mail a copy by certified mail to all the affected property owners. After the public hearing is held, and there's some required kind of timelines in there, then the city council can consider adopting an ordinance which reestablishes the SMID. So this is kind of an overview of what is in that renewal petition that the downtown district submitted to us. So you can see, you can kind of see on the map shown here, the light gray outline is what the current district boundaries are. And then the red outline is the expanded proposed boundaries. So they're going to expand a little bit more surrounding that Northside Marketplace area and then extend the district down to the railroad tracks. All the properties within the district are zoned for commercial mixed use or multi-residential, and state code requires that it be commercial properties. The petition proposes to extend the current SMID for another 10 years, so starting July 1 of 2026, and then it would go through June 30th of 2036. For the first 7 years of that extension, the SMID levy rate would remain what it is right now, which is $2.50 per $1,000 of assessed value. And then for the final 3 years, the district would have the option with their board's approval to increase to $2.75. And then these revenues would be used to help support their operations. So that includes business support services, marketing and advertising, programming like special events, festivals, different activities, physical improvements, so enhanced cleaning, lighting, public art, landscaping, seasonal decorations, all of those kinds of things. And then, of course, staff, including an executive director and some other staff to help them actually implement their work. So as I mentioned, the state code requires you consider the petition and prepare an evaluative report on the merit and feasibility of the proposal. It does not specifically define what that all constitutes. So in the spirit of that law, we reviewed the petition in that manner. And in your agenda packet, that's what we kind of outlined, just different points for your consideration, which we believe support the petition. So those criteria, first, I'll just kind of run through again what was included in your agenda packet. So first, the property in the district does meet all the criteria in the state code. It has contiguous boundaries, it's commercial property, and it's located within city limits. Again, it did meet that threshold of the 25% of property owners and assessed value. It met the requirement of the code of just what that petition all needs to include. So defining a name, a duration, what the boundaries are, that levy rate, what the purposes are, and then the projects proposed to use the levy revenue for. We don't believe that this proposal conflicts with any existing city codes, plans, or policies. In fact, we think it supports several, including the comprehensive plan, the downtown and riverfront crossings master plan, and the city council strategic plan. And the estimated SMID levy revenue under this expansion would be approximately $1 million, which we feel is sufficient to carry out those goals and uses that they identified in the petition. So because of all that, we believe it meets the requirements of the state code. We believe the activities that the district are proposing to use the SMID levy for are all in line with state and local laws, plans, and policies. We think that the proposal's reasonably calculated to meet their objectives, so we would recommend that you recommend the petition for approval and then forward that draft evaluative report to the City Council for their consideration. If you choose to do that, again, City Council will set that public hearing, post and mail the notice, and then they can consider an ordinance to approve the extension. Following that, the city would need to approve a separate operating agreement with the downtown district on how that functions. So that's all I have. Do you have any questions for me? And then we also have the executive director of the downtown district, Betsy Potter, here. So if you have questions for her, she'd be happy to answer as well.
What effect would it have if that were not approved?
Well, the downtown district is a separate 501(c)(3) organization. So that, in theory, could continue. However, it would not have much of a funding mechanism. So the SMID levy collected accounts for about half of their annual revenue. And if you don't approve the extension of the downtown SMID today, then they would lose the most reliable and significant source of revenue that they have to carry out their activities.
And maybe this is for Betsy, but can you talk about their other sources of revenue, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, do you want to take that?
So our budget at currently where we're at right now, about a third of our existing budget, it changes a little bit when we're talking about our expanded boundaries, comes from the SMID levy. Another third comes from events revenue that we make up from different ticketing and sponsorships. And then the other third comes from support. So that is from the City of Iowa City's contribution towards the Block by Block Ambassador Services, the University of Iowa contribution that they provide to us annually, and then any other partnerships or programming sponsorships overall. Does that help? Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I was just curious about the commercial property that it like that stipulates it has to be commercial property. Is it, does that just mean like within that boundary, if it's residential, it just doesn't get taxed?
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Do we have a motion to approve and forward the...
Sorry, can we ask if there's any other comment that Betsy wants to make before we...
Betsy, do you want to make any...
You don't have to, just...
Did you prepare a speech?
I said I would answer questions. No, I mean, I'm happy to answer any questions, you know, after this too, but the big... kind of catalyst to the larger expansion is that we feel like we've had a big impact on downtown over the last, you know, 13 years where we're at right now, and that we feel like the expanded boundaries, which is over towards the new UIHC campus, the former Mercy, and then south of Burlington, we feel like are real opportunity areas for our organization and for the city overall. So that's kind of background on our expansion, how we came to a much larger expansion and what we hope to impact further. Does that help?
Yeah. Betsy, if you don't mind,
yeah.
Like kind of what's the vision for the expanded boundaries on, you know, the expansion and what you guys would do to contribute to the neighborhood?
Yeah. Overall, our initial, you know, obviously we need to like have the expansion happen and really communicate with the property owners and businesses to understand what they want to see in those areas. But overall, we're hoping just to expand our services to those areas initially. Right now, you know, we end our ambassador services at Encounter Cafe. There's a big opportunity for Gilbert Street and beyond to expand those services. All of our grant programs, our events, marketing, we don't do outside of our existing boundaries. We have an opportunity to include a number of businesses that have wanted to be included for a long time into our organization. And we've held those boundaries really strong in our organization that if you're not in, you're not a, you don't pay into the organization, you can't participate. So this allows additional businesses that want to participate to be part of the organization.
Thanks.
Yeah. Any other questions?
So after it's approved, those businesses that have not said okay, they're still going to be taxed, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
And it's the property, so whether or not that gets passed down to the business is on the property owner themselves.
Thank you, Betsy.
Okay, yep.
Do we have a motion to approve and forward the Value Day report to the City Council?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor. Thank you, Betsy.
Yeah, thanks for the report as yeah. well.
I would just say that I think the downtown ambassadors are wonderful. I really appreciate them.
Everything the downtown district does is awesome.
do we get any, like, point to clarify or comment or anything like that?
Go ahead.
That. Yeah. I get we're supposed to sort of weigh in on the merit and feasibility. I think it's definitely worthy of merit. I think it's a great program, and it's done a lot of good, you know, for the community as a whole, you know, just the downtown really serving as an anchor and a hub culturally. I think feasibility, I do want to just mention, you know, the university being such a large property holder and not paying property tax, just being aware of their contribution and making sure it's proportional, I think, as the boundaries expand, just knowing that they own quite a lot of high-value property within that boundary, just to make sure that the burden doesn't fall unduly on kind of private property holders. So I'd hope that their contribution would kind of increase proportionally.
Thank you. I think we're ready to move on.
Well, our obligation is still there. Who does that?
The written obligation. We're basically, by this motion, we approved that letter, that's the draft letter that's in there, that's signed by the chairs.
Yep, and we'll forward that to the city council for their next.
Yeah, and since Commissioner Quellhorst isn't here, we'll probably send it to you, since Commissioner Elliott, since you're chairing the meeting tonight, for your signature, I think. Yep.
Okay.
Just want to make sure we have everything in.
Thanks, Billy. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. next on the agenda is meeting minutes from August 27th. Has everybody read those, and is there a motion to approve or
Move to approve as is. Right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? And the meeting minutes from September 3rd. That's
also moved to approve as is.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have to abstain from that one since I wasn't there.
Okay.
But
planning and zoning information, Anne.
Just one item, a reminder that there's the joint City Council Planning and Zoning Commission work session next Tuesday at 4 o'clock to get an update on the comprehensive plan engagement that we've been conducting over the past, I don't know, it seems like a long time, but 6 months maybe?
Will that be the same format as the last one where like we're all up here?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do I not have that on my calendar? Tuesday, 4 o'clock, 21st?
Yeah, next Tuesday, the 21st at 4 p.m. in this room.
Do you know the agenda for that? Like, are we to prepare comments or anything?
No, it's an opportunity for the consultant to just share basically the input that we received. So we did multiple different activities over the course of several months. There was the website, we had meetings, we had we attended pop-up events like the Party in the Parks and National Night Out. We had focus groups and stakeholder interviews. And so it's just an opportunity. They took all of that information and kind of compiled it they'll eventually have a report, and they won't have the report at this meeting, but it's an opportunity to just share what they heard through that, those processes.
Similar to what they presented to the
steering committee. Steering committee. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a like a timeline map of kind of a general approval
for the adoption of the plan?
Yeah.
Hopefully next, I would say fall.
Okay.
But I think even on the website, there is kind of a general
outline of it's on the website. Yeah.
Can I make an announcement? Just a short thing. you may have heard, but Chair has resigned effective December 1. I think he's moving, but I only make that announcement to Scott.
Really?
Yes. So if you know anybody who wants to apply to be on planning and zoning, either Ann or I can get you the deadline, but it'll be probably, the deadline will be somewhere mid-November to submit the application. But if you know of anybody that wants to do that. Yes, and you'll need a new chair after the next meeting.
When is his last?
It's effective December 1.
So he has last meetings, the second meeting in November.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So can you share where he's going?
Yeah, it'll be in the packet tomorrow. He references Chicago. So, but his resignation will be in the packet tomorrow. Then council will announce the opening for the on the P&Z at the Tuesday meeting, and then it's usually a 30 days before council announce or appoints. But either Ann or I will get you that deadline if you know of anybody who wants to submit an application.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Congratulations, Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm going to adjourn this meeting.
All in favor?
Oh, yeah. I think we have a unanimous...
Yes.